produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Break something down there for you to understand. Let's quickly go there. Revelation 21, verse 5. And then it says, "He who seated on the throne said, I am making everything new." Hallelujah.
Yes.
Say with me,
I am making
everything new. Hallelujah. Come on. Tell yourself, I am getting ready for something new. I am getting ready for something new. God is a God of new mercies. God is a God of grace. God is a God of new season, favor. Hallelujah. So he says, he who seated upon the throne. Now, as I was studying the scripture, I realized that whoever sits on the throne controls our lives. Let me explain it to you. If you come to the country of South Africa, you will agree with me that President Ramaphosa is on the throne. He is the president. Hallelujah. He controls the affairs, the government, the governance. He is able to pass decrees and sign laws and, you know, bring things that can move the nation forward. So God, in his word, is now saying, I sit on the throne. Now, there are thrones that are visible and there are thrones that are invisible. In the spiritual realm, there are thrones. Amen. That is why the Bible speaks about thrones and dominion and power and authority. The Bible says they all belong to him. Thrones and power, principalities, dominion belong to him. Throne is a place of power. Throne is a place of authority. Throne is a place of blessing. Hallelujah. Throne is a place of rulership where he reigns, he rules over our lives. So now, John in the island of Patmos, the writer, while he was there, God opened his eyes and he saw Jesus. The book of Revelation is simply revelation of Jesus. In other words, to open our eyes to see what Jesus has done and what he is doing and what he is yet to do. Alright? So we call it Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. So when you read the book of Revelation, you see things that has taken place. You see things that are taking place now, and then you see those things you don't understand, you know, the four beasts and all this. Those are the future things that will happen, the end time things. Praise God. But the reason why Jesus showed John those things is so that he can go and tell the church. Hallelujah. That is why he wrote, if you start from chapter 1, you see him writing to the church in Philadelphia, to the church in Ephesus, writing to different churches, telling them, he said, I know your work. I know your weaknesses. I know your struggles. And he says, but in all these things, you have been faithful, and I will be with you. He was encouraging the church to go and tell them, because at that time, people were going through difficulties and persecution while he was ascended to heaven. So God is always with us, no matter the circumstances. He was assuring us that I am the same Jesus. He was assuring the church that, hey, don't look at what you're going through. I am still the same Jesus. Then he said, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who is, who was, and is to come. Hallelujah. To tell them that in every situation, he is their God. to you. He was assuring John, even, oh my goodness, this man was banished in the island of Patmos, where there were wild animals, so that he will be devoured. But that was the place of encounter for him. That was a place of blessing. That was a place where he saw the greatest of all revelation, where Jesus showed up in his life. Hallelujah. He is the God on the mountain. The same God in the valley. Jesus, the Lamb of God. So he comes to tell John to go and tell the church. And this morning, the church is Victory Faith. He said, go and tell the church that in 2024, I am on the throne. I am seated upon the throne. The last time I checked, Jesus is still on the throne. He is on the throne. It doesn't matter the circumstances. Reassure yourself. He is on the throne. Come what may, Jesus is on the throne. The government is not on the throne. The banker is not on the throne. Your boss is not on the throne. Your finance is not on the throne. Your friends and your husband is not on the throne. Say, I am on the throne. Hallelujah. He's on the throne. It doesn't matter what you go through. It's not the banker. It's not your boss that is on the throne. It's not the doctor, the lawyer. Hallelujah. It's not the politicians. It's not them that is on the throne. He said, I am. In fact, he said to John, I am seated. It's not I am seated. He said, I am seated on the throne. What an assurance. As we navigate this year, God is saying, have this in your mind. I am still on the throne. It doesn't matter what you face. It doesn't matter the challenges. It doesn't matter the mountains. I am on the throne. Because whoever sits upon the throne controls the authority. He has the power. That is why he has the final say. Whoever sits upon the throne has the final say. I repeat this morning. Whatever he says, nobody can argue. When a king makes a decree, it is established. So he's saying, I am on the throne because I will determine your outcome. I will determine your blessings in 2024. I will determine your blessings. Nothing can stop what I've ordained in your life because I am on the throne. Amen. The throne is a place of power. Hallelujah. The throne is a place of decree. When somebody's on the throne, his word is final. The devil does not have the final say. The circumstances you go through does not have the final say. So we are saying in 2024, Jesus is on the throne. He is still on the throne. He reigns over all our lives. Over every situation, he is in control. He's in control. He's in control. That is why he's on the throne. Hallelujah. Now, as I'm reading that, I'm thinking, why is God telling John that he's on the throne? Let's read further. I'll show you something. Hallelujah. Now, watch. He said, I am making all things new. Who is making? The one who sits upon the throne. He has the authority. He has the power and the right to make all things new. He did not say, John, go and make all things new. He did not say, Sister Mackie or Sister Sly. He was not saying, go and make all things new. He says, I. The responsibility is upon him. The Bible says the government shall be upon his shoulder. So the responsibility is upon him. So he said, I am making all things new. Hallelujah. In this 2024, because he sits upon the throne, he said, I am making all things new. Get ready for new season. Get ready for something new. Get ready for new opportunity. Get ready for new doors, new provision. Get ready for something new that God has for you. He said, I am making all things new. Remember, we said that he who sits upon the throne has the final say. He has the power. He has the authority. and he determines your outcome. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So let's read further. And he said, then he said, write this down. I see God bragging on you this year. Hallelujah. This is like God bragging. He said, you know what he's saying here? Mark my word. Yeah. Have you ever seen somebody say, mark my word? Yeah. When God says, write this down, he's saying, mark my word. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. He said, count on me. Yes. You can count on me. Because, you see, when we look at somebody who is on the throne, watch this. The only reason we can trust that person, we look at his capability. Mm. Is he capable? Does he have the power? Does he has the ability to do what he said he'll do? We also look at what we call precedence. Precedence is what he has done before. Hello? Amen. We look at his track record. Amen. So for you to trust somebody, you have to look at the track record, the history. Check his resume. What is his precedence that we can look at and say, he did this. Hallelujah. He did it for Joseph. Joseph was not disappointed. He said, mark my word. When he showed Joseph a revelation, he did not disappoint him. Hallelujah. He did not disappoint Daniel. In the lion's den, he didn't disappoint him. Hallelujah. And we begin to check, you know, his record, his track record. We see that even Esther, when Esther and nobody come from nowhere, nobody gave her a chance. God even took him from nobody to somebody. So wow, we can trust this God. And we begin to check, you know, how can we trust this God who's on the throne? And then we look at the other issues with the Israelites when he brought them out of Egypt. He took them to the promised land. And we say, wow, this God can be trusted. Hallelujah. So we can trust him who has promised, and we say he is faithful to perform. So he says, write this down. Mark my word. Hallelujah. His word can never come out and go back void. Whenever God speaks a thing, it is done. I'm going to come to that. Whenever God speaks a thing, in fact, before God says it, it is done. Now watch this. Did you know that Jesus did not die the day he died? I'm sure this will tickle your theological fantasy. Jesus actually did not die the day he died. Watch this. Let's go back. Remember, he is the Alpha and the Omega. So in the Alpha, the beginning that we do not know, because he is the God that began the beginning. We were not even there. The Bible says that Jesus was the Lamb of God that was set aside before the foundation of the world. Before we even got there, Jesus was the Lamb that was slain before the foundation. That's why he's the Alpha and the Omega. So before we get to the Omega part, he's already prepared the way. He's already made the way before we got into this 2024. God has great things in store for you.
Amen.
He has great things in store for you.
Amen.
The Bible says, I know the thought I think towards you. Yeah. I know the plan that I got. He's got a plan.
Yes.
But watch this. He said, write it down. Yeah. What he was saying to John to write down was the plan and the promises of what he's going to do.
Yeah.
So our responsibility is to trust him and go get that. Get into the word.
Amen.
Hold on to those plans, those promises that he has for us. Because he says, write it down.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Mark my words. Amen. This January, I want you to get some of the promises of God that resonate in your spirit. Whatever you are trusting God for, get those promises, write it down.
Amen.
Write it down.
Oh.
He says, mark my word. Hallelujah. He said, write down the vision. Make it plain. You write it down and say, Lord, this is not my word. This is your word. Because if it's my word, it can fail. But this is your word that cannot fail, that cannot change. The Bible says, has he spoken it? He will do it. He will do it. And he says, I've received a command to bless. And whoever God has blessed, no one can reverse it. Yeah. Hallelujah. I pray that this year, nothing can reverse what God has for you. Nothing can reverse your destiny. Nothing can reverse your lifting. Nothing can reverse your promotion, your provision. Nothing will reverse the breakthrough that God has for you. He says, has he spoken it? He'll bring it to pass. It will not be reversed. Hallelujah. Because you see, now, this is the caveat. This is where the enemy steps in. What the devil does, the devil cannot manufacture anything. What he does is he manipulates or he reverses. So now, God releases something in the spirit. And then you are ignorant. You are not in the spirit to receive it because the devil is a spirit too. Hello? The devil is a spirit. So if you are in the flesh, what will happen in the spirit? The devil will take it or reverse it. Amen? Because you are not in the spirit. That was why when Daniel was praying, Daniel, and the Bible says he was in the spirit, and the Lord released the blessing, and when the prince of Persia came to block it, he continued to pray, and it was reversed. God broke that stronghold. Hallelujah. I declare nothing will block the glory of God in your life this year, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So he says, write it down. Now, it is an assurance that God wants us to have. Amen? It's a confidence that God wants us to have. In the book of Hebrews chapter 4, I believe it's verses 15 and 16, the Bible says, brethren, let us come with boldness, with confidence, to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. To where? The throne of grace. Guess what? Jesus is seated on the throne. What he told John in Revelation 21 is being confirmed in Hebrews chapter 4, where the Bible says we need to come with confidence to the throne of grace that we might receive. Hello? We are not coming to go empty-handed. When you come to the throne of grace, there is something for you. There is something for you. God has something for you. That is why I know that this year, 2024, God has something for you. God has something for you. God has something for you. We receive it by faith. We receive it by faith. Hallelujah. So he says, let's come with confidence or with faith so that we can receive. And watch this. This God is amazing. He decided to call the throne of grace.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Specifically, the throne of grace. So where is Jesus sitting? The throne of grace. It is not a throne of judgment. It's not a throne of condemnation. It's a throne of grace. So that everybody can receive. So that it will not be by your power, nor by your might. It will not be by your own ability. Hallelujah. All you need is faith to receive. For this year 2024, for you to make it, it is not by your power. It is by his grace. By his grace. So where do you find the grace? When you come to the throne of grace. I'm so glad that we are before the throne of grace this morning. We are before the throne of grace. For 2024, before the throne of grace, hallelujah, there is healing in the throne of grace, there is deliverance, there is favor, there is breakthrough, there is provision, there is satisfaction and success in the throne of grace. So he said to John, write this down. Someone say, write this down. Now let's move on. He says, for this words are trustworthy and true. Amen. Trustworthy and true. Meaning that what I'm telling you, I will make it happen. You can rely on my word. Let's move on because of time. Then let's go to verse 6. And he said to me, it is done. It is done. Now, this is so amazing that he is speaking to John, and at the same time, he's telling him, it is done. It is done. Did you see that? God does it before we get there. God releases it before we receive. It is done. As I speak to you, everything we need in this 2024 is done. It's done. It's done. It is released in the spirit. It is done. Somebody say it is done. It's a done deal. God is the doer. He that has begun the good work, he will do it. He will perfect it. He will complete it. And he's saying, hey, mark my word. It is done. For I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of you the fountains of the water of life freely. And let's hold on there. Freely to who? Not freely to everybody. That's where we now need to watch how God operates. He says, freely to him who thirsts. You know what it means to thirst? To thirst is to hunger for something. To thirst is to pursue something. To thirst is to seek something. No wonder the Bible says, seek you first the kingdom. Seek you first the kingdom and all these things. What I've told you to write down will be your portion. I will give it to you when you are hungry for me, when you are desperate for me, when you pursue me, when you desire me, when you yearn for me. To him who is athirst, who is thirsty for him. You see, God wants us. You know, God always creates that place where we desire him, where we begin to long for him. The Bible says, as the deer panted for the water, so does my soul long after him. Not what God can give, but long after him. When you begin to long after him, he says, I will give you freely. Hallelujah. He will do it this year. He will do it for you. He will do it again. Hallelujah. All you need is to connect in the spirit. In Isaiah chapter 6. I need to get that verse as I close with this. Isaiah chapter 6 from verse 1. The Bible says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon the throne. Hallelujah. Now, this was one of the greatest testimony Isaiah had. It was a time of difficulty in the land of Israel. King Uzziah had to die. Because King Uzziah represented the flesh. The things that hinder the glory of God. God is saying, cut it off. God is saying, lay them down. God is saying, empty your heart of all those junk. God is saying, forgive where you need to forgive. God is saying, don't look back. I saw the Lord. What did he say? As I said, he was not seeing the problem. He was not seeing the decay and the mess. He saw the Lord. King Uzziah was dead, but he saw the Lord. I don't know what has died in your life. All you need to do is to see the King seated upon the throne. Don't see the problem. Don't see the problem this year. You know, King Uzziah died. King Uzziah had a good relationship with Isaiah. For Isaiah, King Uzziah was his man. He was a king that always, they are always in good, you know, working together. Hallelujah. But all of a sudden, King Uzziah died. Now, Isaiah had to see the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes God will remove certain things in your life. Remove anything that is King Uzziah. This year, 2024, God is saying, I want to move in your life. And before I move, you need to remove King Uzziah. Remove, get out of the way. You spirit of King Uzziah, that I may see the Lord upon the throne. Seated upon the throne. That was the turning point in the life of Isaiah. When God visited him and changed his story. Because all along, he was seeing King Uzziah. His faith was depending on King Uzziah. King Uzziah was where his provision, everything that he wanted to receive is from King Uzziah. But God has to remove King Uzziah. And he says, I saw the Lord seated upon the throne. I don't know what you see this morning. I don't know what you see this 2024. Hallelujah. The Lord said to Jeremiah, Jeremiah, what do you see? And he said, you've seen well. Because Jeremiah saw his word. But God was showing Jeremiah what he's going to do. And the Lord said, you have seen well. I want to say to you this morning, you have seen well. I am seeing you lifted. I am seeing you promoted. I am seeing you blessed. I am seeing you prosperous. I am seeing you successful. God is saying, you have seen well. He said, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, seated upon the throne. Brethren, he's on the throne. That's all we need for 2024. Let us enthrone him in our hearts, in our family, in our lives, in our finance. Everything that matters to us, let us enthrone him and say, Lord, sit at the throne of my life this year, at the throne of my finance. Imagine when God becomes your bank manager. Hallelujah. Sitting at the throne of all your affairs. That means you make him first. Priority. Very important. God says, my presence. That's what we need for this 2023. And he's got a plan. He's got a plan. Don't worry if you don't have a plan. He's got a plan. He's got a plan for you. Say, he's got a plan for me. Declare it, he's got a plan for me. And then we align ourselves by putting him first. He says, him who is thirsty, I will give to him. When you are thirsty. You see, the question is, what are you thirsty for? Thirsty for God. Thirsty for his word. Thirsty for his presence. And he says, I will give you. Hallelujah. Can we be hungry for God this year? Can we say, Lord, we empty ourselves for you? And he says, mark my word. Hallelujah. Mark my word. Mark my word. Mark my word. Don't worry how it's going to happen. God says, mark my word, because I sit upon the throne. I'm speaking to you this morning because I know that God will do amazing things in your life this year. I know that God will do incredible things. I know that God will take you to levels you've never been before. I know that your latter shall be greater than the former. The Bible says that he takes us from glory to glory. And he says, mark my word. Write this down. Hallelujah. So that you look at it every day and say, Lord, this is your word. I am standing upon your word. I am standing upon your promises. You said so. I believe it. I don't care what I'm facing, but you said so. Thank you for your promises, because it will never fail. And to show you, you know, God often, when he says something, he often signs it off in stars. So he says, I am the Alpha and Omega. I am the first and the last, the beginning and the end. So that you know who you're dealing with. Hallelujah. He's a God of miracles. How many of you are expecting miracles this year? Miracle. Miracle is better than your salary. Hallelujah. Don't expect salary, expect miracle. Monday and you say, Lord, I thank you for my salary. That is a miracle. Lord, you are my miracle. The Bible says these signs and wonders shall follow those that believe. Miracle. Miracle. Hallelujah. Let's stand on our feet. Praise.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.